Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a flash of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Listening to Daytime After Dark, and I hope everyone is having a good week. It's been a crazy one, you know, with you know, the Oregon shooting, and now. But, you know, the shooting from today is, it's been a little crazy week, and I'm so sorry about the shooting. I am just devastated. It made me cry all day. I don't want to think about it anymore. So I'm glad, you know, we have this tonight. I just want to, before I bring everyone on, I have some really good news. My little niece was born yesterday. On Thursday, her name is Mackenzie Tyler. Oh my God, she's so cute. I haven't got to meet her yet. I will. But she is so cute. You know, and I'm glad my sister-in-law and my brother made it for labor. I mean, my brother didn't make it for labor, but my sister-in-law did a great job. And I cannot wait to meet her and spoil her and everything else. Tonight we are going to be talking about anything anyone wants. Remember, I still love Carly. That hasn't changed this week. Spinelli, you know, I still want to sleep with him. So let's all be nice to each other. Let's just all get along. And I don't think I can look at fondue in the same way ever again. Okay, I'm going to bring on Carrie. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how are you? Congrats to the niece and thoughts and prayers out to everyone in Connecticut, especially the families that lost loved ones and children.
I can't watch it anymore. I know that might sound cold, but I can't watch the Nemo cover. Every time I look at it, I'm in tears.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I was listening to some of the covers today, and, you know, I mean, you know they're kids, but when someone puts it into the perspective that they, some of them were kindergarten kids, you're like, that's 5 years, you know, between the ages of 5 and 10.
Yeah, it's just like, and you know, I'm not getting political here, but, or anything, but, you know, this week you can't go to a mall and ask Google and sleep. And I don't know how parents are going to tell their kids tonight, oh, going to school is safe, kids. I just don't know how parents, I mean, I'm glad I'm not a parent because I just don't know what I would say. I just feel sorry for everyone. And let's see, Leighton Radio is here too. Hey.
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 Hey, how are you?
Hey. I'm okay. I did actually get up to Washington Hospital today and then saw that shooting stuff on the TV, and I'm like, oh, God.
that's my other announcement. But just remember, you guys, what was I going to say? None of the steps were on for everyone that didn't know that. And everything will be new on Monday. I don't think any affiliate is only late tonight. I think we just have to wait till Monday. And, Kathy's here. Kathy's here, and I'm going to bring on Sammy.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So how are you two, Carrie and Sam? I mean, Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah, same here. I've got a glass of wine, so I'm happy now. Well, maybe not happy, but, you know.
Well, I know. So, you guys, I've decided I'm never going to look at fondue the same way ever again.
Yeah.
It was gross.
That was gross.
It was funny.
It was hilarious.
You know?
I haven't seen yet fondue scene, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. Maybe I shouldn't see it.
No, you gotta see it. You gotta see it.
It's priceless. It's like classic. It's a classic.
Okay.
People will be talking about this for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny. I'm like, I rewound it a couple of times.
I rewound it, too. I did.
I'm just kind of glad it's, you know, playing through and we can move on.
Yeah, I mean, but I would love, I just want to say, you know, before I forget, because I forget, the Rand Room, tomorrow night, right? She's having it, so you guys?
Unless she cancels it, yeah.
Okay, good. I was good there. And let's see. Oh, you guys, I think it's time that we call the comment line for Becky. You know, this thing we need to tell ABC what we want. I think, you know, it's not... You know, this thing is a really, 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 really good idea to call, and I have the calling number. It is 323-671-4583, and I will put that on this album. But, you know, I'm not worried, but with the filing of Scott Reed this week was, you know, I wasn't shocked, but I'm like, okay, that was kind of coming out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, although, I don't know, I can't remember if he was rumored to be out in the past months, but like you, I mean, I'm hoping the best for Becky, but with ABC, one, I don't put anything past them, so
no,
I'm taking the perspective of it doesn't hurt, you know, to let them know that we, you know, support and appreciate her and for the talent that she is, and she needs to have her own story, and, oh, and FYI, it doesn't need to be with a man either.
Yes, and please, for the love of God, stop thinking, oh, let's put her with Daisy. For the love of God, stop it.
Well,
thank
that,
you.
I mean, that doesn't stop necessarily what? Bother me, you know, put her with AJ. It's not even the fact that we put her with AJ and not, in my opinion, the beauty of Rebecca Herbst is she doesn't need a man to prop her up like some others have. I mean, there's plenty of story for, I mean, these people are supposed to be genius, creative people. Right for the damn woman. And how,
mm-hmm.
on God's creation, do we go through Halloween and Thanksgiving without, you know, Liz Weber and her kids on screen? It's a disgrace.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand that either.
It's unacceptable.
Just, like, hearing that she might not have Christmas scenes because she hasn't been taken lately, like Rachel told me last week.
Yes.
Like,
apparently that's what she said at her PA.
Without her and her kids? Really?
Hey, we went through Halloween, and that's what I'm saying, and that's why when I call them, that's, you know, it's not even about, you know, keep her on the show, but, you know, because who knows, you know, what the future will hold, but while she's on there, she's working one day a week. Unacceptable.
Yeah, unacceptable. And also, I was thinking, too, that, but she did two interviews this week, and she did say she's been working with Lynn Herring, who's going to be coming back as Lucy. So, that's good.
I mean, it doesn't bother me so much that, I mean, I feel, you know, terrible for Scott Reeves, of course. I mean, it doesn't necessarily bother me so much that, you know, Stephen Laws is going because they never wrote, neither regime wrote anything good for him anyway. But I'd be lying if I said I'm not concerned about Becky's future. You'd be stupid not to be because you can't find it with a compass.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, you go through a Halloween without her on screen with her kids and we hear about it after the fact. They sure as hell showed Children of the Corn.
Yep. Hey!
Delayed reaction. Delayed
indeed. Yeah, okay. I like Dawson and Mary. Get your point, Kerry.
She did a much better job this time, but she's still a little creepy.
It's her face. I don't know. It's something about, I don't know. This is someone's child. Today of all days, I shouldn't do this.
And Delayed, you're right. Email Frank and ABC, too. That's right. Carrie, no sleeping with Spin. Why can't I sleep with Spin? Seems to be fun. So I wasn't gonna get into this, but I've decided why not? I have two bottles of wine in the fridge that says Carly's name on it.
Don't get into them, Dolly.
What?
Don't get into them.
Go for it, Carly. Chug.
Save them for Christmas.
I'm true, but... Okay, I just want to say I watched Monday's episode with AJ and Sunny, and all I got to say with that, Sunny, you didn't beat AJ up enough. After what he called you, I believe that, you know, I mean... AJ was being nice for a second, but he knew Michael was stopping by, and then bam, and then calling Sunny out the name. Doesn't watch this mean, people. Team Sunny Hill, you know, Ava can just go crawl in a hole and die.
Okay.
Do you really want me to respond to this one?
Yeah, you don't want our opinions, do you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, actually, I do, Carrie. Let's go for it.
Go, Carrie. You start.
Okay, where do I start? Well,
Leilon, you are here for me, right?
I am here.
Okay. Go, Carrie.
Wait a minute. I would love just for once to know if she's really with you or she's... Never mind. Anyway, what about with what Sonny said to him first? He called him a drunk, a spineless drunk, and what was it? Oh, and dirtbag.
He is both of those.
Wait a minute.
No, Sonny was telling the truth.
Wait a minute. Let me put my perspective on this because I'm both ways. I think that Sonny was absolutely wrong. I'm so sick of him calling AJ a drunk. Now I'm not an AJ fan. I'll say that, but I'm sick of Sonny calling him a drunk. He called him a spineless drunk. That was wrong. The name calling was wrong all around. I think Sonny was wrong to call him that. He was wrong to say that to him. He had no right to call him that. AJ is sober. AJ has a disease. AJ is sober right now. He went through rehab. He's sober. Let's give him a medal. AJ is sober. Now...
You should give him props for being sober. That's the whole thing.
I give him props for picking his death. That's all.
He got a medal. He probably got a chip. He probably got a one-year sober medal. He got one. He deserved it. I agree with you. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, he got one.
Then you don't know.
He got one. AJ is sober. He shouldn't have called him that. On the other hand, I don't think AJ was right either because he saw Michael was coming and he let Sonny kind of beat him up. And I don't think Sonny's a piece of garbage either. So I don't think AJ was right calling Sonny a piece of garbage. So the name calling was wrong all around. But
exactly.
I didn't like the sneakiness of AJ knowing Michael was coming. So that's how I feel about that. But no way should Sonny have called him a spineless drunk, because I hate that when they call AJ a drunk.
And he degraded him in front of Sean, saying he couldn't be a father because he was a screw-up. Well, that's not true, number one. And number two, and who was Sonny to decide who gets to be a father?
Yeah, because it wasn't like he got a chance to be even a father for 2 seconds before they tried to whip that baby away from him.
But
so.
I do think AJ was pretty sneaky looking at the phone and then letting Sonny beat him up because he did call Sonny.
He's as sneaky as his bloodline, okay?
Of course. But not only that, if you look at it, has AJ ever used Sonny's mental illness against him?
As far as we know, no.
Okay, so when... So, okay, they have it. AJ is slimy as they come, and, you know, he should be locked away, put up with the key, and whatever, you know.
If you know something, I would go for that, but you know what? They better get a cell for three, then.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
okay, well, for what three? Carrie, come on. Carrie, really, come on.
AJ, Sonny.
They have
okay.
all been wrong, and they've all
really?
Broken the law. If we're going to go that way, then, like I said, get a cell big enough for three. Have an orgy, because they all need to be locked up.
Wow.
I see four, except Jason's floating in the water somewhere.
You're sleeping with the fish.
That's meant to.
Wow. You know what? Okay, number one, Carly doesn't need the veil. Number two, Sonny doesn't need the veil. Three, Jason threw in the hell doesn't need the veil. And they, oh yeah, lock him up and throw away the key.
It's a double standard because they've all done bad things to each other. All of them have.
Yeah, that's true.
AJ included.
You can't, if we're going to have a discussion about this, in that case, then we really can't talk about this, because if we're going to, if you're going to go tit for tat, then they all have long, lengthy records, because Carly could have killed AJ when she drugged him. They stole a child from his father. They don't get to decide who can and who cannot be a parent, because if that's the case, all Sonny's kids should be taken from him then, and I disagreed with what Alexis did it to him.
Seventh and Vincent, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Oh, hey, Alva, you usually come up unblocked, so.
And let's not forget, Sonny's the one that started that whole, goaded him into the ring and started the name calling first. Now, AJ's slippery, of course. AJ's slippery and sneaky, but you know something? He has a lot to make up for on the ledger. He was put on a meat hook and almost killed, and his kid was stolen from him. So you know what? If he has to get a little down and dirty to get the attention of his son, because the DAC has been stacked against him for 20 years. I don't put any of them. See, the difference with me is I don't put one above the other. They're all no good in nutcases. If you want my honest opinion.
Kidding. You know what? Call me no good nutcase at all. So you know what? So
she's better in the recent years. That she has learned in recent years, but in those early years, she
You know what? I don't think we should go back in the early years.
Then we can't go back there for AJ. He should get his clean slate. Then he comes back sober and clean with a new lease on life.
No, because AJ left and never got in trouble for kidnapping and all that. No.
They never got in trouble either with the things that they did, Carly. You can't have one person getting in trouble for the things that they did, but they didn't either, the things that they committed against him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You've got to have the same set of rules for all three.
Everyone on Team AJ and everyone just standing over there.
If AJ is to go to jail for his sins, that's fine. But Carly and Sonny have to be behind him.
You know what? When we find out AJ had done something really bad, I'm going to love you guys.
Carly, I'm not saying that AJ is not going to do anything really bad.
Of course not.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that either.
And it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And even if let's say he kills someone, God forbid, it still has nothing to do with the Carly, Sonny, AJ dynamic. If he's going to jail for kidnapping, then Sonny better be right behind him.
I'm sorry, I disagree.
Wait a minute, Carly. So you don't think what Sonny did was, what he did was stole his son?
I'm not saying what Sonny did was wrong. Sorry.
I'm not on Team AJ, Carly, Sonny, or Jason. I'm on Team Michael. He's the innocent victim in all this because of every single one of his parents, biology and adopted, all effed him over. Every last one of them. But to a lesser extent, AJ, because he wasn't allowed to. But he did freaking fuck him up when he stole him and told him his parents didn't want him. I'm not giving him a free pass for that. But I'm also not giving the other two a free pass either for what they did. Michael's had to pay for all four of those adult sins. Michael's had to pay the price. And if I like a person, don't I like, by extension, their kids? Because Michael was the one that's been done wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Or Michael.
I know.
I just feel bad for him.
He's come out pretty
good. No matter how Carly would have done it, she would have been wrong, and she would have never won against the Coleman. So, sorry, I agree with the decision she made all those years ago.
You know something? If Carly all those years ago used Sonny for his money and had the Corinthos power to fight the Quartermains with the legal system, I would have been okay with that because she was a single mother. I would have been okay with that. Where she lost me was when she drugged him, poured vodka on, whatever she poured on him, and left him in an alley. That's where if she had just used the Corinthos power to fight the other powerful family, I'd have been okay with that. But she didn't do that. And let us not forget, it wasn't about even Sonny or AJ. It was about Tony Jones is why she wanted that baby. But we've been through that time and time again. All I'm saying is if we're going to have a set of rules for one, it has to be for everybody. Put them all in jail. Either they all walk free or they all go to jail because they've all done something wrong at some point or another. That's why I'm not going to have a double standard. If I'm going to say Alexis was wrong for keeping what's-her-face from Sonny, I have to say they were wrong. who gets to be a judge of who's a parent?
Candace, you're on the line.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
hey Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Well, I, you know, no. I just think, of, you know, going back years ago, no, let's deal with what we have now. What we have now is what
AJ hasn't done, since he's been back, he really hasn't done anything. He knew Michael was coming, and he played it up a little bit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. He did that on purpose. That's
I don't like that
my
either.
Point.
I don't like that either, Kylie.
But you know something?
I didn't like that part.
Sonny didn't have to resort to violence, and that's what Michael told him when he saw Kate tied up. Don't forget.
Okay, what was he supposed to do? To stand there and take it and go, oh, I'm nothing other than not done a damn thing? Anyone in his position would be the same reality.
No, that's not the case, because people used to goad Jason all the time. He never did that. Jason never reacted. That's why I've always said, and I'll say till the day I die, without Jason, Sonny is going to go nowhere and be nothing. Jason is what kept that guy propped up for 20 years.
But they were in a boxing ring.
He could have backed off. You don't, just because someone engages does not mean you oblige them. And who asked who to go in the boxing ring, number one, and who degraded him in front of Sean? Laughing and mocking at him.
No, I'm not denying that. I think he was wrong to do that. I think Sonny was wrong to do that.
And the funny thing, like I said, I'm not team anybody. What's right is right. I actually am not team anybody. I'm team Michael, if anybody, in this equation. But don't forget, this is on the heels of, all right, so AJ's wrong. How do we explain Sonny tying Kate to a chair? This is what Michael sees. He knows his father resorts to violence.
Sonny did not have any stories on Monday. And they
were
goading him, and I
was. Everybody has a choice.
Oh, my
Nobody
God. Okay, you know what? AJ was goading him, and I was on the team, and I will punch the shit out of him.
Sonny goaded AJ. If you go back and watch the scene, Sonny started, if you want to get technical, with the name calling and the degrading in front of Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny did that. Sonny did start the name calling. Sonny did do that. I didn't like the names he was calling AJ.
Before AJ was able to play up that Michael was coming, AJ started it because he's big, he's bad, he's Sonny.
Yeah.
But then when AJ knew Michael was coming, he started the name calling to Sonny. He did. He did that. But that was the sneakiness about him. He knew Michael was coming. If Sonny had known Michael was coming, it would have been a different story.
But to me, it's irrelevant whether Michael was coming or not. Sonny started that whole thing.
Hey,
he did.
It's not irrelevant. Because AJ did that on purpose. He knew Michael was coming. And he's like, okay, I'm going to show my supposed son,
The bottom line is, after everything that was done to him and taken from him, if he was a little sneaky, big friggin' deal. He could have been killed what they did to him.
I wish Sonny would have done it. That's his son that was stolen.
He's behind the eight ball because he's been raised for 20 years to believe the AJ was pond scum his whole entire life.
AJ is pond scum!
Whatever.
I don't think AJ's a good guy either, but they both, I agree that they both sound bad stuff, but I just feel like, I don't really feel like there's any way we, either of us can win this argument. It's a really difficult thing to do.
But see, I'm not looking to win an argument. I'm just looking for the same set of standards to be set for all. If you're going to say X person did this, then we have to look at everybody in the same prism. Because if not, how do we have a discussion about this or anything else? We can't have two sets of rules. Because I'm perfectly willing to send AJ to jail for what he did when the others are right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because Sonny deserves to go to jail for all the stuff he did, too. I get it.
Because the bottom line is, Michael was stolen from his biological...
Michael wasn't stolen.
That's
you know
what?
I'm sorry.
He was hung on a meat hook until he threatened
to die if he didn't give his rights away.
Okay, and how you were invited to go down? And bring one
I'll tell you, we have an example. When she married Jax, Morgan and Michael had a stepfather. But in the beginning, Sonny, they did not go to Sonny initially and put Sonny out of the kid's life. They had a biological father and a stepfather. That's how it's supposed to go. I don't have a problem with her marrying Sonny and the kid having a stepfather. But that doesn't mean AJ had to get pushed out of the way. That's how it works. You divorce or you break up.
Even if they went through the courts, you would have had Edward or AJ buying off the judge.
Oh, like Sonny does. That's what I'm saying. If she wanted to use the Corinthos money to fight Quartermaine money, I would have been fine with that in the legal realm. Hey, have at it. All the rich people are corrupt in that town. I get it. That doesn't bother me.
It always made me feel sick to my stomach that Sonny did what he did because he didn't have to do it that way.
Oh, I rewound that and I clapped and I said, go Sonny. And I thought it was brilliant of Sonny, actually.
Yeah, it always made me feel sick to my stomach.
How did you feel when Carly forcibly took Morgan and Michael away from Sonny a few years back?
Okay, I thought Carly was being scared and being stupid, and I thought she was just reacting a lot, and I think she sort of just pulled back a little, and, you know, she sort of just pulled back and thought about it.
The bottom line is, when you're biological parents, nobody can judge whether you're going to be a good parent or not. That's just not.
True. I mean, that is very true. That is a very. So, do you guys think that Faison is out of here, or do you think we will see more of him, or do you think...
What? Sure.
Someday we'll see him again. I don't know how soon, but someday.
I saw something from Mo where he said he worked with Fanola Hughes today.
Yeah.
I wonder
what
that's about.
That's interesting.
So she must be back. Yeah, she must be back to Port Charles then, I'm assuming. Well, by the time this happens.
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah, I think
this
so.
This is all stuff
we're going
to see next year.
You know, I just think the taping schedule, you know, will be off, you know, by one day now. But I just cannot wait for Monday's episode. I think, you know, it's going to be really good. It's going to be really, really good, you know, when Robert and Anna finally, you know, see their daughter and give her daughter home. I just hope she remembers everyone. I just hope someone can, you know, find a magic word or two.
Well, Carly, I don't think so. I don't think she's going to remember anything because they have to find a way to get her out. Robin's not staying. She's not staying. She has a job. Kimberly. Kimberly is not staying. She has a job. She just put on, you know, Facebook that she just got her first job, and so I don't think she's going to have time to do General Hospital.
I'm not even convinced she's going to go back to Port Charles. I'm so confused as to what they're doing. Like, are we even sure she's going to make it back to Port Charles?
Right,
I know she was. I mean, it would make sense for her to go back to Port Charles and, you know, be able to see Patrick and Emma, though.
Hot damn.
You'd think, but I
think that'll start that grieving process all over again. I, I don't know what they're gonna do. I'm kind of like up in the air. I don't know what they're gonna do.
I mean, unless she's gonna tape some and work around her schedule. I mean, she hasn't come out and said she's not taping, but we assume that because, I mean, who knows? Maybe she's gonna come in and finish it. I don't know. It's like you. It's up in the air. I just know this is dragged on for so damn long. I want it to wrap up one way or another.
You know, yeah. I mean, I wish they didn't drag this on and on. I wish they would, you know, did it kind of faster than they did.
Yeah. I'm like you. It needs to be wrapped up one way or the other.
Yeah, because if she's not going to be able to commit, there's no sense bringing her back and opening those wounds for Patrick.
That's what I'm saying. And Emma, too.
Just
what are you going to say to her?
Just keep Patrick away from that Brit. That's all I have to say. Ugh. I'd rather he leave the show than be with that crazy Brit bitch.
I mean, yeah, if they were to do something where she comes back and they go off together as a family, I'd miss him, but I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I would be okay with that, too.
I don't know. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm sorry, I'm looking at some spoilers. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but they don't really say what's going to happen to Robin yet, so.
I mean, I just hope this whole Scott Reeves thing isn't the beginning of some mass exodus. I mean, I don't know.
Man, you know, the way I look at that, let's say, you know, let's wait and see how it's going to turn out. Call the comment line. Email, you know, do all we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope it's not a max exit with people because, you know, I mean, I feel like, yeah, whatever how Doc Samantha calls Scott Reeves' character, well, Do I think he would be the one out on his way out? No, but you know, I just want to know the real reason why he was fired. That's all.
They obviously just didn't want to write for his character anymore for some reason. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he gets a better exit storyline than his friend Steve Burton.
I guess.
Maybe he can have the next 9 weeks with Sam and her baby.
Oh, God.
I just can't believe that. No Halloween, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. Oh, that reminds me, people. I believe that... okay. The No Hospital will be new on... the 24th, for people that bought Days of Our Life, they will be new, I think, both days. Y&R will be new on Christmas, and I believe Boredom Beautiful will be a new one, but not a new one on New Year's Eve or day or whatever. Even though, see, this is what I want to say. New Year's Eve, isn't really, I mean, a holiday if you, I mean, it's a holiday at night, but it's not really a holiday during the day.
I know, they should be new shows.
No, they usually do the toilet bowl, the tidy bowl, the sugar bowl, and the orange bowl.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, this is the first time for CBS in since 19, let me see, the last new episode on holidays was 1995. After 1995, they usually had shows like classic episodes of Young and Restless and Bone and Beautiful. So this came as a surprise because a lot of people was already preparing to see old ones, and they said, nope, we're going to bring you new ones. Like, okay, thanks.
Well, you know, it's nice. It's nice to have a new episode on Christmas.
No, I want my classic. No, that's like tradition. You had to have a classic Young and Restless from 1988. It was like tradition to see, you know, the old crap and how, you know, Peter Bergman looked back in the day and how Eric Braeden actually had darker hair.
I mean,
that was a magical moment.
Y&R and B&B are the only soaps I remember that when they have flashbacks episodes. I mean, you know, Days of Our Life usually have the same day or later on, and so, but their Thanksgiving one, it was a flashback to 1997, which no one really had to see because no one really liked Kristen Blake. So really, that was a necessary Days of Our Life.
I agree.
I appreciate it. I loved it. Thanks, Dave, because I never got to see you the first time around.
Somebody, I saw something on one of the boards on Twitter or something that Scott should go over there and they should reprise Preta Blake and Scott should play it. Yeah, I don't think that would be a good idea.
No.
Say, yeah, Bold and Beautiful is going to get him. Bold and Beautiful is going to get him.
You think so? I'd like him to go back to Y&R.
But how that can you go back to Y&R? He died on Y&R, right?
Yeah, but it's a soap opera. They'll find a way.
True.
They can bring back the dead.
This is true. Yeah, but
I mean,
someone's like, oh yeah, he should go back to Days and he should play the role of Peter Blake. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, that is really not a good idea.
Lord have mercy, nothing.
Especially when I think about that, but without saying it, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I mean,
is Billy Miller leaving Y&R or what?
We don't want to talk about it.
Well, he's still there, and when Callie said last week. Callie said something last week to Kristoff. She said, with Billy Miller leaving, and he didn't stop her.
Yeah.
He didn't stop her.
With people, I will appreciate people listening to my Kristoff St. John interview from last week and just tell me how wonderful I did, because I talked to him almost the whole time. It was like one of the best interviews I've ever had, and I was funnier than hell.
You were very funny, Callie, and you did a good job.
Thank you, Kathy.
I heard it, too. You did good.
Thank you. But no, but he would be too old to play Billy.
I'm thinking he'd come back as Ryan, because Ryan and Victoria were together at one point years back.
But it wasn't Amelia.
Well, I know.
It was Heather Tom, right?
But yep. I can see him with Amelia.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I loved him as Ryan, or even Nina for them. I loved Ryan. I liked him with both Nina and Victoria. Both of them I liked.
Yeah, I do too.
Nina's free now. She's looking for a man.
Yeah. Nina's a man. Hey, you know,
I liked them together. Hey, he raised her son.
True. Wait, did they not have a kid together? I wasn't watching Ryan all those years.
They didn't have their own. He raised Chance.
Okay, because I remember when he died. I remember seeing that, but you know,
yeah. Wasn't
I remember,
it that chick he was dating? Wasn't it some weird chick he was dating or something that killed him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know who it was?
Was that Avery?
Yes.
I knew she looked familiar. Was it really her?
I could have sworn it was.
I know I've seen her somewhere, but I could swear that was her. I've seen that chick somewhere. And did she play that role? What was her name? Trish? Was her name Trish?
Somebody else.
She was the one. He was dating this chick, and she killed him. Didn't she shoot him or something?
Yeah, I could have sworn.
Because when I saw that chick, Avery, I know I've seen her somewhere else, and I'm wondering if that was her. Wouldn't be the first time they brought somebody back years later or somebody else. It's not, it awful looks like her an awful lot.
That's the thing, it does. Now that you said that, Carrie, guess what you have me doing now?
You're going to look it up?
Yeah, now I'm like, okay.
If it's not her, they could be sisters, because I now that I think back on that chick, what she looked like, it looked just like her, an Avery chick.
Yeah.
And Neil and him were good friends too, weren't they, before he died?
Yep.
I wouldn't mind seeing him there, but I don't want Becky there. Hell, frick no.
No. No.
Not with that bitch in charge. No friggin' way.
I wouldn't trust her.
You?
She'd get on there, she'd be on there for a while, and then next minute, you know, she'd be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm looking up because I'm really curious. But, Bo, by the way, I think, you know, I'm enjoying Nick and Avery on YNL. I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying her domestic side a lot. And I think they all are a very cute couple.
I like them, too.
I guess what Daniel's. I think Daniel's last air date is January 2nd. I think I read tonight. I wonder how they write him
sucks.
Up.
Who's last air date?
Daniel.
Daniel who?
Daniel Romolotti.
Oh, he's not even on there anymore. He moved to Chicago. He moved to Chicago.
The father or the son?
The son. Phyllis's son.
No, he was...
He's not even on it.
He was on in the day, I thought.
I didn't see him. I haven't seen him in... Oh, God. A month or two? He went with Heather to Chicago. I haven't seen him.
Well, he must be coming back then, because I think it said his last date was January 2nd, I think.
It's one day this week I missed, so he might have been on that day. I didn't see it the day my DVR was broken. So I missed one day this week. He could have been on
damn
that day.
Damn DVR.
Yeah, I know, damn DVR. One day I didn't watch it, so he could have been on that day, but that would be one day out of forever. I mean, it was like a long time. Every time they ask where Danny is, anytime someone mentions Danny, they say, oh, he's in Chicago with Heather.
Huh. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out, so. But now I'm just curious. So... What was everyone's favorite point of the week?
I think the fondue.
Yeah.
I know what you guys are talking about now with that. I wasn't calling it the fondue scene before, but I realized what you guys meant, and I was like, oh, yeah.
The scene... The scene when Anna first realizes it's face on when he comes in the door,
yeah,
and she screams. That, I mean, Finola Hughes was so good all week.
That was good acting.
She just nailed every scene.
Yep, she was good.
I agree.
And I love how Robert, when Anna puns face on, Robert had to hold her back like, okay, you had enough fun for now.
Oh, I did like Liz's scenes with AJ too. I thought they were very good.
They were very sweet. except for that picture, right, Kathy?
Yeah, that picture that he carries in his back pocket, which is a 5x7. He must have some big pockets.
Wait, I think I have a picture of me and my brother around here somewhere.
I got another copy. You can keep it.
Okay, I got lots of coffee. Here, you want me to sign that for you? You have to laugh. I mean, you have to.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. Oh, by the way, really quick, Samantha, I got a question for you.
All right.
How many have you watched Parenthood yet?
I have.
Don't tell me.
Okay, no, this is a question. I'm not asking you. This is a question. How many Kleenexes am I going to need?
I and this is honest, I'm not even lying, I used 3 Kleenexes. I did. I really did. That show makes me cry every week, but this one really made me cry. So
I use toilet paper. Do I need a whole roll?
Maybe just a couple of...
like Seinfeld. A square.
It depends on how much you cry, though. I mean, mine, you know. I had to blow my nose once, so there you go.
I was going to watch it tonight, but... Billy was sleeping, so I said I can't watch it without him because he likes that show. So, but I'm on the radio, Billy.
you gotta watch it. It's so good. But I caught up with Scandal today.
Wasn't it good?
Holy shit!
Was really good.
Oh, Rachel here. Rachel is here. Hey,
Rachel. Hey,
hey,
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
How you doing, Rachel?
Good. How's everybody?
Peachy bean, mm-hmm. Jelly bean.
Well, that's good.
Half a glass of wine later, yeah.
Yeah, wine really good. Yeah, I have two cases. I mean, not two cases. Two bottles of my friends.
Two cases.
I am.
Two cases.
I wasn't thinking, okay, fine. That's not a bad idea. Okay. Sorry. But let me tell you guys, the wine, and they normally agree with me because, see, when they were the day after I had my wine, Olive Garden and wine is very good, people. But it kicks your ass.
I'm just drinking a bottle of some that I got 2 for $6 at the grocery store, the local grocery store. It's not bad for $3 wine.
Yeah, I've had some of that $3 wine. It's pretty good.
Samantha, did you have Trader Joe's?
We have them around here somewhere. I don't go, though.
Well, this, you know, they have really good wine, and it's like $89, and it's so good, and it's really good for like $89, so I decided to pass that along.
Okay, I'll remember that next time I'm over that way. I can't afford to go to Trader Joe's. I'm broke. I shop at a Walmart. I have lots of good value brand in the cupboard.
Walmart's good.
Great value brand, baby. No, this wine is some local thing, though, so I guess that's why it was on sale.
But
it's always, out for Christmas.
It's always good to, like, have, you know, fine sales of wine because some wines are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Samantha, are you saying you use 3 Kleenexes or you use 3 Kleenexes boxes?
Just 3 actual Kleenexes. I don't want to exaggerate and say.
What do we use the Kleenexes for?
Parenthood. Parenthood.
Oh, Parenthood. I used to watch that show all the time, and then now I have like other shows that come on at the same time. So it's like,
Oh, I love Parenthood.
Yeah, it was good when I watched it. Really good acting. Really good show.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange show, but it does make me cry almost every week. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean it's a good show, and for people that don't know, Private Practice, their last air date is January 22nd and 23rd. Which is good, not, Ben.
It's not the same girl, by the way. I just looked. It's not the same girl. It's two different people.
Oh, it's not?
No.
But it does, but it did look like her, didn't it?
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, me too. What was I going to say? Why do we have to, I mean, I know why we have to wait till Monday, but why do we have to wait till Monday? Because, I mean, I watched the Thursday episode and tonight right before I came on the show, and it was really good, and waiting until Monday did not feel.
Yeah, I wish they'd stop showing the stupid dog. I don't get what the hell they're trying to say about this dumb dog.
I know. I don't get it either.
I don't get that either.
What are they trying to tell us? We should go to the pound and adopt the dog? I don't know. I don't get it because I don't get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know for sure, but
it's not exactly a dog.
I'm still saying it's a baby jackal.
Well, I don't know what a jackal looks like, but it's not really a dog. I wasn't sure if it was a wolf.
Well,
I mean,
I think because
not
it
exactly.
Would, yeah, jackals are dogs, but I think it's probably just because they
what
can't
they,
get a real
what
jackal.
What are they? Ugly dogs?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I keep thinking about the fondue. Sorry.
Here, I'll post a link to a picture of a jackal for you guys in the if you choose to look at it.
Is it gonna say Stonewall?
Just to the wiki page. they're good looking dogs. I'm just because they're wild. I'm sure they couldn't really get a baby jackal in there, but well, maybe they could.
Oh, what happened to your Abba?
I don't know.
She had enough of our crap.
Yeah.
Well, I did. Yeah, Alba and Candace hung up, so I'm like, okay. They both had enough of us.
No, I don't. Maybe they got cut off or something.
Yeah, but we have like 33 minutes until it ends.
Well, the phone companies don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
Comcast sucks.
Blog Talk could have cut them off or something.
Blog Talk and Comcast sucks.
I mean, a coffee can and string is better than Comcast.
Yeah. But you're still here for now.
Well, it's too early yet. They'll cut me off later.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, when you pick up the phone like at 1 in the morning, and it gives you this, you can't use the phone because they are updating. Okay, that makes me want to kill them. But, you know, like where we live, we have like no story, so I'm screwed, so.
I never have problems with Comcast.
No,
never.
That's cause you're in bed by the time they start their shit.
Yeah, I never get cut off. Never have problems.
No.
Yeah, because you're a good person, Kathy, and you go to bed at a reasonable time.
She does?
Reasonably early?
Yeah, reasonably early. Unlike some people I know and love, we don't. You know? And like, we can get, like, 3 hours or 4 hours of sleep, but by the end of the week, well, I know I'm, like, saying, okay, and, you know, you say every time, I'm going bed early, I'm going bed early, but really, people, you never go bed early. That never happens.
No, never.
Nope, not for me.
Oh, Karen, you're sounding a lot better. Then you have. So are you over your sickness?
Yeah.
Yay! Watch me get an X. Sorry. So is anyone doing anything fun this weekend?
Huh?
I said, is anyone doing anything fun, exciting?
I'm working.
Oh, jeez, yucky.
I just got a new tattoo a few days ago, though.
Oh, really? What'd you get?
It's an Irish, the Celtic symbol for sisterhood.
Nice.
Ooh. I got it with a couple of girlfriends of mine.
Cool.
Yeah.
You have to post a picture for us to see.
I think I might could do that.
I love tattoos.
Did it hurt?
I do when they're on someone else.
Yeah, a little bit. I got it on my wrist, so it was a little bit tender.
I don't like that.
I was cracking up when Olivia interrupted Dante. That was pretty funny.
That was funny. Like, Mom?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Not nothing I've never seen before. Oh, my God.
That was funny.
That was funny, though.
Poor Dante. Scarred for life.
He had some good facial expressions, I thought. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
Oh, Alba, you back?
Yeah.
Hi, Alba.
Hey, you know when they said to Dante about he could have books or movies to get his juices flowing pot in the pond? I wonder if there was any pictures of chemo in those books.
Oh.
Boom. They had hold the diploma.
Well,
they could have pimped her with that one. They could have pimped her.
Yeah.
I think, Carrie, I think you need to sign up for take your act on the road, because you're really, really funny.
And that might be a problem for me to take my act on the road.
You should do it over Skype.
Oh, yeah, well. Well, I mean, you're all funny. You're really funny. So, in my opinion, you're funny.
She's a riot.
And this is your show, and your opinion's the only one that matters, right?
Well, I think you're funny. You come on with really funny thing to say. Come up with Mo.
I go to all day. I'm the 47%.
I hear ya.
Oh, you're with me?
Who thinks this whole Maxi little Dante baby thing is actually going to work?
Not me.
Not me.
I don't think so.
I think that's going to be a baby jackal, I'm telling you.
Okay, you know.
I think they're going to do it.
I think they are, too.
Yep.
Well, they have already planned, one of the spoilers was talking about that Ellie is going to set up something for Maxie and Spinelli.
I think she's going to break up with Spinelli is what it
is.
Yeah.
I never liked her in the first place.
Who, Ellie?
Hey, if they're going to make Spin hard... Not a good
idea. No, because she's going to walk in on him and Maxie, and I think it's going to be a misunderstanding, but, I mean, I don't think she's going to break his heart, don't worry. I don't think he's that really much in love with her. He never did say it, so.
I don't think he loves Allie. I don't think he loves Allie.
Well, I think
more,
it's
the protection of his heart.
I think he cares about her a lot. I don't
think
he
does care.
I think he cares about her, but I don't think he loves her like he loves Maxie.
Right.
Please tell me no baby grasshopper.
No baby grasshopper.
Oh, God, please no.
No baby ugly grasshopper.
You know, can you imagine those two having a child together? Oh,
I can't.
Because Spinelli's going to have to play mama.
Yeah, he'll have to be mom and dad.
You know, I mean, the thing, I still think, I still think that the way that Lulu can get pregnant on her own, I think that she never really had trouble.
Well, getting pregnant is not the issue. They say she can't carry it to term.
Okay. I think she could. I think someone fucked with the lab, and it's playing with her and Dante's mind. Yeah.
That's a distinct possibility since her doctor is Brit.
Yeah.
Bitch face.
Dr. Brit needs to go bye-bye. Dr. Brit needs to say go bye-bye and leave. And
I
hate her.
Before Patrick accidentally knocks her up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that, did you?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay.
No. But come on. Emma doesn't like you, Brit. Patrick, your daughter doesn't like Brit. Now, make her go away.
Emma doesn't like you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They should stick children in the corn on her.
For real. Give her a real shocking. Oh, shucks. I mean, seriously, though, her facial expressions were really creepy. But you know something? Even after everything Johnny's done, I'm still Team Collie and Johnny.
Thank you. I love you, Carrie, now.
Oh, give it a minute. You'll be hating me in a minute.
I know, but for the moment, this enjoy me loving you just for the moment, because I'm so, in a minute, you're right, I'm going to, not like you, but this enjoy it.
I read a spoiler that says Christina makes her decision about leaving with Trey. She does.
Oh, really? I'll hold
party
the freaking
in
door.
The house. Party in the house. What?
You know,
she's useless.
You know, I mean, Christina.
That's one Davis girl down. Let's see the next one.
You know, I mean, Christina, do we really need her? No, MC.
Well, whether she's leaving for sure, I don't know, but she's going to tell him to go with him, so we'll see what happens.
But please, for the love of God, people of God, please, do bring back Lexi. Please, God. Amen.
In all honesty, she had a better dynamic with Sonny and them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was a better actress all around.
I know, but she was good.
But I just don't see. Here's another one, Christina. They brought her on. What have they really written for her? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, it's so weird. Like, they haven't did shit for Steven Lars. They haven't done nothing for Christina.
Yeah. And,
which
I
have no problem with. I think they brought her on. They were going to use her. I think they cast it poorly, and they know it, and they're just trying to find a way out of it.
I'm not saying Lexi ain't within a bad actress. I'm just saying she's not the okay, what's the word I'm looking for?
She's not the cat's the kitten's meow?
Yes, thank you.
She really portrayed Lexi. She's a Lexi to me.
Oh.
I mean, this Lexi that they got now is that she never
Christina?
Was. Christina. She never was Christina to me.
No, I mean, I'm not. I mean, I agree with that, but I just I mean, I think the Lexi was a great actress, and you know everything,
yeah,
but you know.
Well, I think she's getting some work outside of GH. I'm not sure she'd come back, but you never know.
I never want to see anyone lose their job, but really, if Chemo was to leave, I'm sorry, I would throw a party.
Callie, you'd have to have a show that night. You'd have to have a
please.
Show.
And at the risk of another sensitive subject, it's like, you know something? I would trade 15 one life to live as an 18 all my children people to get Chemo with the fuck out of there, but that's just
preach.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting an argument from me.
And throw Search for Tomorrow and Loving in there, too, if you have to. I don't give a shit.
And even if we want to go there, what about Guiding Light? What about Out of the
Dark, Dark Shadows and Edge of Night. I mean,
soap opera.
I mean, seriously, she's...
Talk about your hybrid.
I want an all-out mutt.
Big beast.
Change it from General Hospital to Prius. I don't give a shit. Easy, you know, get a mileage out of that. She needs to go. She's useless. I don't necessarily want to see Sam and, I mean, Liz and AJ together, but Rebecca Herbst has chemistry with a cardboard box.
Yeah, true.
She can do anything.
With a cardboard box, and it will be very entertaining.
But she can do anything. This is why, and I said, but, you know, she doesn't even need to be opposite a man. She can carry her own storyline.
Yep.
This is why I can't understand, you know, what the deal is. I understand, all right, even if I assume for whatever reason, you know, things change after SBI left. Okay, I get that. That was 3 months ago.
Reboot. Hey.
Reboot, yeah. Reboot and kick someone in the ass out the door.
Yep. You know, I mean, come on, people. You know, come on, Chemo, leave. I mean, you only came in through Dancing with the Stars. You were not even number one.
She shouldn't even been three. She, even though she didn't come in one, she still lasted way longer than she should have.
Exactly.
She should have gone home week three.
Four at the latest,
yeah. You know, because even, you know, Cecil came went home, and Sabrina brought Brian to the stage, yeah.
She should have gone home week three. Drew should have stayed. Joey Fatone should have stayed. She should have gone home week three.
Yep.
Well, it's all over now. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, and hopefully she won't ever be on there ever again, because I will throw up for many years. No, but I am going to be interested to see, I mean, like Kelly said tonight about the whole Anna Duke thing, but Kelly's right on that. It took way too long. And that's move everything along, and, you know, let's just move storylines along.
I mean, we've known for, what, 9-10 months that Robin's been held, you know, against her. Well, pretty much from day one, you know, day
yeah,
one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm sure some of that has to do with...
Today?
What's that?
What's
her parents supposed to find her today, or are they waiting until Monday?
I'm not really sure.
It's hard to say with the preemption, but it looks, I mean, it certainly looked like, you know, the way they showed the preview, it looked like they were going to see her, but who knows?
I think Robert's going to see her, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to get her, is the thing. So, but I don't know.
Robert has been great. Robert can be with Olivia.
If getting rid of Scott Reeves means that Tristan can come back full time, I'm all for that. I love
him. I mean, I have seen the spark between Robert and Olivia, and I think that the spark there needs to be more figure it out.
We'll see.
Yeah. Because in my opinion, I think as much as I do like Robert and Anna, I feel that has played out so many times. I mean, I love Robert and Anna, don't get me wrong. But I kind of like Robert and Olivia.
Mm-hmm. He has some good chemistry with Helena, too, so...
Woohoo!
Oh. I'm just being evil now.
No.
I wonder where she's going to play into this now, too, because we haven't seen her again.
Yeah, we saw her, 2 seconds, and then we haven't seen her again.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she obviously knows about Faison, and maybe she's going to have to clean up his mess.
Faison. I just, like, that is a real name, though, if you think about it. Faison.
Faison is the creepiest, baddest, ass, scariest villain on the show.
Yeah. Very scary. He scared the hell out of me.
He creeps me out all the time, you know. And I love that. I love it. I do. I mean, you know, we have so many characters that are just semi-bad guys. They're not really scary.
Yeah.
Like a Todd, you know, he does horrible bad things, but he's not really scary. But Faison,
right.
Scary, scary, creepy. He doesn't care what he does.
Yeah, no good in him. Doesn't really feel for anything.
Yeah. There's nobody that can really get through to him. Even with Anna, he may be obsessively in love with her, but he still doesn't care what she thinks. So.
Right.
You know who else is like a bad, bad guy who's really freaky? Kathy will agree with me on this, hopefully. Ian.
Oh, Ian Buchanan?
No, not Ian Buchanan. You know, Dave's,
Ian Wendy. Buchanan.
Yeah, but I forgot what Ian's last name was. But that was a bad, bad, bad guy, you know?
Ian Buchanan played a despicable person on Days of Our Lives, and every time I look at him, now I have to look at him as Duke. And
yeah.
I think he's going to be a really good guy when it's Duke, but I still have this memory of him as...
Yeah, me too.
This despicable person on Days of Our Lives. Oh, he was so bad. Really bad. And every time I see him, I think of Days of Our Lives. Because he looks the same.
I kind of remember when he was on Bold and the Beautiful, too. I think he was a pretty decent character then.
Oh, yeah, he was a psychiatrist. That's right, James Ward, Taylor's friend.
Yeah, James Ward. Yeah, he was with Taylor. He loved Taylor or whatever.
Yeah, you know, he's been on almost all the soaps. I mean, not all of them, but
he did an interview the other day. He said after Wednesday they'll be on dark until the new year.
Because
they get, they always get like,
because they did all their Christmas stuff now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said they're filming until Wednesday, and then that's it for the year.
Ryan always off after Friday, and then they off to the New Year's.
Next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday, and then they off so until like the 6th, and then they go back.
Yeah, so they probably had a few long days now to cover up that, you know, that gap that they'll be off.
But, well, we will be, like, a day behind for a while, right?
I'm not sure.
Did they say
they're going to show Fridays on Monday?
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
but I know. I mean, I know some people think, you know, it will be on a 3 or 5 or whatever, but...
That's someone told me. Someone told me... Here, Channel 5, WCVB, says they're putting on General Hospital tonight at 3:05. That's our local station said they're putting on General Hospital at 3:05.
See, normally
they don't. And then I called all ABC affiliates, and I asked to, and she's like, no, it was, you know, if, she explained it like this, if New York got the feed, then they would put on a 305. But said no one got any feed of...
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, they'll do it on Monday because nobody got it. If it was a regional thing, you would have saw it in local markets.
Yeah, except you know what is weird. I mean, as Kathy said that Ryan L was on for 15 minutes today.
I think maybe picked it up late.
It was on for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then it came on news break. I said, what is this? And that's what it was. I could understand why there were no shows on.
Well, I knew you and I wouldn't get them, but I wasn't sure if it would go, you know, across. I knew you and I wouldn't see them.
Once they were showing national news, I said no one's getting them.
And I don't want this to come out wrong, people, but. When I heard someone call me and tell me about the study, not how bad it was, and I'm thinking in my brain, okay, 102, really sad, because, you know, we just had that, I don't know if you guys heard that one in Oregon, at the Clackamas Mall on Monday or Tuesday, so I thought, okay, not again, but I didn't know how bad it was until I called Kathy, and Kathy's like, no. It was a lot more, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I knew they would not be on. So nothing, I think all the subs will be this, you know, showing the Friday episode on Monday and be a day behind.
Mm-hmm.
And where Simon lives, she will be 2 days behind now. No, because
she's in Arizona now, so I don't think she's a day behind with B&B anymore. That was only when she was in Kentucky.
Okay. I miss Silo. I miss her calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you haven't called in a while.
Yeah.
It's probably hard with her being in a new time zone.
And with people in the house, maybe, too.
True. You know, it feels this weird. I mean, today this felt weird, so. And I don't even get to go see Baby Mackenzie until next week sometime. Because, you know, I feel like I'm getting, coming down with something to my mom. Has been sick, so we don't want to get the new baby sick. So we are going on probably next week, and but Paul McKenzie has to stay one more night in the hospital. So, but I think they gotta go home so tomorrow. But I thought you, Alba, you're still here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they usually only keep them like a day or two? Or? Usually, I mean.
Yeah, sometimes they go home the same day.
She did have a C-section or anything. See, you know, but I thought that baby was never going to come, you guys, because my brother was sending everyone texts, and the baby was sunny side up for a while, so they had to fix, you know, do that. So that took a while. And I texted my mom, I'm like, this baby is taking forever, and, you know, and I don't know how long she was in labor, but sad to say, I think this is their last one. So, but the pictures I've seen, she is very, very cute, and I just want to go by, I want to go see her, but I already bought her a teddy bear today, so. I was going to buy her this big one, you guys, like this big, big, big one, but that would have been hard carrying on the bus with all my other stuff I bought at Target, Walmart. So, yeah. It was really big.
That wouldn't have been good on the bus, Callie.
I know, but it looks so cute. It looks so cute. I'm like, you know, people, I could get this, but then I didn't. Okay, oh, we have 5 minutes of regular time. Since I only scheduled it for an hour and a half, since we didn't have the Friday episode to talk about. And I think a lot of people are tired tonight, and...
Yeah, today is a sad day.
I know.
It really is.
It was shocking.
It feels like blah.
Yeah.
It's scary, too.
Yeah.
It feels
because
like
really,
you
can't go to the mill,
like
you can't go to school. Can't go anywhere.
I feel like you can't go anywhere. I feel like I can't go anywhere. I don't know. That's how I feel. It's scary to go out.
I mean, you know, and this, you know, I'm not even talking to my nieces and nephew about it. I mean, you know, but I'm thinking, if they hear about this, I wonder if they're going to say, I don't want to go to school because, you know, I think about those kids in Connecticut that saw everything, and I'm like, okay, how are they going to want to go back? I mean, that would be really hard going back to school.
Well, they're going to need some serious counseling, the ones that were there and survived.
Yeah.
They all heard gunshots. I mean, those kids must be traumatized. It's terrible. Terrible.
I can't even imagine what those parents, you know, who had to go to the school. You know, some are coming out elated and some are devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, them going to school and they not thinking what, you know, was going. And even here, it was weird. They had a lot of the schools on lockdown.
Yeah, they put all the schools in that area on lockdown.
But no, they put the schools here for some reason on lockdown, too.
Where you live?
I don't know why. You know why? Because in the very, very early stages, in our country and the way we're at now as a society, and you just have to assume everything's terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They, you know, until the facts come out, you don't know.
Well, that's true, but kill your own mother, that is one thing I did, yeah.
Did he kill his own kid? Now, didn't he have a kid in the school, too?
No, he killed his mother.
It was his mother, yeah. It was his mother's classroom or something like that.
I thought I heard that he had a kid in that school, too, but maybe I misheard that.
I didn't hear that, but he went to his mother's kindergarten class, and he killed his mother, and that's the class he went into shooting.
But
I guess,
you know what? I'm telling you, the story has changed. He didn't. His mother wasn't at school. He killed his mother at home.
At home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they said at first. You're correct. They did say that she was dead among them in the school, but no, she was killed. He killed her at home.
He must have killed her first, then went to the
school,
because then he killed himself. And I also heard he killed a sibling, too.
I haven't heard the sibling. His brother's alive, and his father's alive. Both of them are alive.
I think his father's in New Jersey. I think the father, they said something about the father being in New Jersey. They got one of his brothers in custody for questioning to see what's what.
Well, that's because
the
boy had his identification. He had his brother identification.
The shooter took his
oldest brother identification, because the shooter is 20 years old. At first they said he was 24, which was not true because he had his brother identification on him. It wasn't his identification.
That's the discrepancy in the age.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference in the age.
I know they were going to take your call. All right, yeah. And I don't want to mess with Black.
666. Yeah. Okay, that was weird.
What was that?
I don't know.
What was that?
I think Blog Talk's having a crossover.
Oh, and we're having a
hybrid
time in 39 seconds. That was
Blog
weird.
Blog Talk's doing a hybrid?
Yeah.
But didn't that guy have a girlfriend in New Jersey who was missing?
That's what they were saying.
Is that still true?
Well,
I don't know about that.
I heard somebody, they were saying they looked at, I was listening to, believe it or not, I heard all this initially on sports radio, and they were saying that the guy's Twitter is disturbing because, I don't know if it was a mother, it was a girlfriend that broke up with him or didn't love him or whatever. There was something to do with a girlfriend that had broke up with him, or maybe she didn't return his feelings and he was all messed up with that, supposedly. They were saying
his
Twitter was...
The girlfriend is missing, someone said, right now.
Yeah.
They can't find her. They can't find her. But I didn't see the news tonight because, of course, Billy was watching those Westerns, so I couldn't see the news. So I haven't seen anything since the earlier report. So, Alva, that's good you heard that. I didn't know about the mother being killed at home.
My grandma called me into watching it. It was just, she told me she was just so sad. She told me she's been watching this for like an hour or two. And I said, Grandma, go put on real first and you feel better.
Do they know why he was at that school then? What was the connection?
They still don't understand why he went to the school.
I could have sworn they said he had a kid in that school. Maybe I heard that.
That's why something said too.
Maybe he did.
They've said that his mother used to be a substitute teacher there, or she is a substitute teacher there, but that still doesn't explain why he would go there.
I thought they said his mother was a teacher there and he had a child there, but I thought they said he had a child there, but I could be wrong.
They probably would have been talking about the oldest son because that's who they thought at first. The oldest boy.
Yeah, his older brother is 24. They don't think he had anything to do with it.
But,
it made a little sense when they said his mother was the teacher in that kindergarten class, so then I could relate a little bit. They said he killed her and then started firing in that kindergarten class, but if he killed her at home, I don't get the connection.
Maybe it's something they will never know unless he left notes.
Well, we'll know more tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. In the beginning stages, there are so many different facts coming out, and you try to put all the pieces together.
Did you see the president?
Yeah.
And you know what that makes me mad? That people are down on him for getting emotional? That's stupid. I'm sorry. He could relate. He has kids.
Let me guess. They bleed red, and they have R after their name. Anybody that would think that is ridiculous. First of all, why he's a human? He's a president, but he's a human being.
Exactly.
Why would you do that? What do you think? He's a robot?
I'm sorry. You cannot be a robot and just stating the facts of this. I'm sorry, but of course he was gonna get emotional. How could he?
Yeah. I couldn't watch very much of it today. Every time I tried, I cried, so I had to turn it off. I couldn't deal with it. I have a niece that's about the same age as these kids. And
yeah, me too.
I'm just like, how can anyone do that to a little child?
Yeah. I know.
I mean,
how can anyone do that to an adult, but a little child?
You want to kill yourself, that's fine. Go do it somewhere by yourself.
Callie and I said that earlier.
But this guy is obviously has mental health issues, and I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out the extent of it soon, but, it's bad.
I know this is going to come out really real, but I'm just not ready to see the full news about, I just don't want to see that image. I mean, that is just, it's just...
They were having a vigil at one of the churches, and the deacon said a lot of these kids were in this parish. I saw them every Sunday, and he was all choked up. He could barely speak.
Mm-hmm. No,
so,
would...
Carrie, you are nothing is safe. You are... After the last couple of months, a movie theater, a mall, a school now, okay. Yeah, you're right. Nothing is safe.
And then you got to worry about copycat wackos.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think all of them are just copycats.
You know, and this,
this seems like the
worse.
Biggest thing since, well, Combine, and then you had that wacko David Koresh in Texas. I mean, these school children.
Yeah.
And the movie theater.
Really, yeah.
What about the movie theater?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And Samantha, I agree with you. Watching it is hard because, yeah, I have nieces all around the same age, and so, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any nephews in your family? All you got is nieces?
No, I have nephews. And I have two nephews. And 7 nieces? Yeah. But no, I have 2 little nephews, Zanu and Eli. They're 6 and 5, going on 10 and 11, I swear. And since, you know, my sister-in-law just had the baby girl, they walked up to me and, like, and called, they do us a favor. I'm like, okay, Sue, anything for you two, I will try. We want you to have a baby. Okay. Okay, why? Because we need you to have a baby, and we need it to be a boy, because we are the only two. And I'm like, okay. And Vanu, the 5-year-old, goes, so get working on it right away, okay? And I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, I feel bad because they're the only two boys, but in a way, I think they will always have their own special relationship, and, you know, I tell them one day at once, I'm like, you guys, it's good that you're the only two boys, then you can watch the Alpha all the goods. And once I said that to them, now they think they are bosses of all the goods, so that wasn't a great thing, and yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to get going.
I think we're going to call it an early one tonight. Unless anyone has anything else to talk about, but...
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll
see you
next week.
Okay. See you guys next week. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.